Alternate Take is back. This is Liz Warner, formerly known to WDET listeners as Liz Copeland. I'm returning to the airwaves for a two-hour weekly exploration of music and art shaping Detroit's culture. Join me Thursday nights at 8 on WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at wdet.org/curious.
I'm Laura Herberg, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit. This week's question comes from Stephen Gold in Oak Park.
When I was a young kid, my parents would take me to a doctor's appointment in Detroit, somewhere around the 6 Mile in Wyoming area, and I could swear that I saw a Nike missile base. I've looked, and there's nothing there now. I mean, there's no sign that there were ever missiles located actually in Detroit. So, am I crazy?
Honestly, when I first saw Steven's question, I thought he meant he'd seen a missile base operated by the Nike athletic brand. But before that shoe company was even founded, the U.S. military began its own project named after the Greek goddess of victory. To understand the Nike defense program, we have to first understand what was going on in America in the late 1940s.
After the end of World War II, in a couple of years, we had a new enemy.
That's Melvin Small, a distinguished professor of history emeritus from Wayne State University. The new enemy, says Small, was communism, and the Soviets were leading the charge.
And this enemy had the atomic bomb by 1949, which many people said they stole from us through spies all over the place. China, our ally in World War II, went communist. All of Eastern Europe fell behind the Iron Curtain. You can imagine how people felt in the 50s.
A propaganda film from the era sets the tone. A man standing outside his house watches as the shadow of a toy airplane starts to look like a warplane flying over the neighborhood children.
For a moment, he thinks of Hiroshima. And the toy casts over Elm Street a thin shadow of dread.
Historian Melvin Small says, in the 1950s, an attack felt imminent. And military strategists were worried that it could be nuclear.
Over and over again, we played these war games in the Pentagon, and the outcome of using some nuclear missiles ended up in using them all and blowing up everybody.
In every scenario?
Yeah.
So Americans took measures to protect themselves. In case of a nuclear attack, school kids learned to duck and cover under their desks, and families built underground shelters. The Nike program was developed as another way for Americans to feel protected. If an enemy aircraft tried to drop a bomb on the U.S., radar systems would detect the plane and shoot it down with a guided missile.
They were quite impressive when we picked them up in the air.
That's veteran Michael Willey. He trained to fire these missiles down in Texas. Then from 1968 to 69, he worked at a Nike missile base in Metro Detroit.
Right now you're at the Union Lake Nike site, and it was active back during the Cold War.
Today he's giving me an informal tour. The base is not much more than a large overgrown field with crumbling pathways, but Willie remembers what it was like to work here.
And then there's a footpath that runs right along that tree line over there, and that's where a trailer sat. That was my launch control trailer. I was making sure that there was good communication between the missile silos and the radar area. I was basically a glorified telephone operator, but I had the capability to light the candle.
Meaning he had the capability to fire a missile. The missiles here had four booster engines strapped to them. This brought each weapon to 40 feet long, about 6 feet wide, and more than 10,000 pounds, which is roughly the weight of three cars. Willie says they kept busy here, but most days were pretty quiet. He does recall an exception.
I remember we had one close call. We actually had the birds lifted.
You had the missiles lifted?
Yeah. They were actually up, ready to fire.
But it turned out to be a false alarm. No missiles were ever fired from here. The Cold War was called the Cold War for a reason, after all. By the mid-1970s, Nike missile technology was deemed outdated. Bases were shut down across the nation. The Union Lake Nike base was no exception. Opened in 1955, it was decommissioned in 1974. And it wasn't the only one around here. there were more than a dozen Nike installations in Metro Detroit, at places like Rouge Park, Belle Isle, and Selfridge. And while these missile bases were never tested in a live situation, veteran Michael Willey says just having them here provided a level of comfort.
This site was integral to other sites in the area, and that meant that during the Cold War, when the Nike sites were viable at that time, people could sleep peacefully at night because, like I say, we were the last stand. They weren't going to get through.
The enemies never did get through, but 50 years later, Stephen Gold still has questions. We've answered some of them, but we've not been able to find evidence of a Nike base around 6 Mile in Wyoming. And that has Stephen second-guessing his coordinates.
I definitely remember seeing them when I was little, but that was so long ago that exactly where I saw it, it might very well be. It could have been at Belle Isle, or it could have been out towards Selfridge.
Wherever that Nike base was, it is probably gone now. Most of the bases in the area have been completely demolished. No wonder the Nike program seems to remain, for most Americans, under the radar. To see more about Nike missile bases in Metro Detroit, visit WDET.org/curious. There you can also let us know what you're curious about in the region. For WDET's Curiosity, I'm Laura Herberg.